This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you aboard the program. What's On Your Mind is called What's On Your Mind for that very simple reason. We love finding out what's on your mind. And Fridays, we like to have a little fun. Are you kidding me? Fridays on What's On Your Mind. Meaning very simply, what has you today saying, are you kidding me? I was just talking about with some of the staff here how excited I was about cranking up a Friday version of Are You Kidding Me? And I got a text from one of the staff members here. Just as the show is about to start, Todd. And you know what the text says?
What's that?
That belt with that shirt, are you kidding me?
belt and black shirt, or what'd you do here?
No, it's like, I don't know, blue and...
It's radio, who cares? It's
little orangish, peachish.
I didn't realize we had to make ourselves look perfect for radio. We just had to sound good.
Last thing I asked my wife before I left the house today, this shirt, this belt, okay? It's fine, she said. It's fine. So I knew I was okay.
Right now she's going to second guess herself.
My fashion advisor. No, I think I'm being punked is what's happening.
Oh.
Generally, when you make a contribution to our Are You Kidding Me Fridays, it's a little more, you know, substantive, you know, than that. But it's, you know, it's fair game. Whatever's on your mind today, we will talk about anything you would like to talk about.
What's your fashion faux pas? Who cares? It was.
For instance, this week, there were a lot of folks shaking their head and saying and grumbling, are you kidding me, over this comment by the President of the United States. You know who that is, don't you? Donald J. Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he say this week that made some folks mad?
Well, there's a certain segment of society that gets mad every time he opens his mouth.
Very good point on your part.
And if he doesn't open his mouth and keeps his mouth shut, then they get mad about that.
Those people we should probably ignore, no? I don't know if we should.
I mean, some people just cannot be, but, yeah.
So here is roll that middle cut, if you will. For some reason, I can't play it. I'm trying to do the Trump Fire and Fury.
Best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
He's just defined his own presidency now, the fire and fury president. I don't see that as a negative.
I like the clarity. I think the idea that we have dealt with North Korea. Remember Bill Clinton? I could go back and play you Bill Clinton jumping up and down excited over the fact that he had been promised by the North Koreans that they were going to use the nuclear capability that we were assisting them with to power homes and businesses. And what a joke, right? I mean, regimes don't tell you the truth. Regimes tell you whatever they need to tell you to be able to get the goods. Iran's the same deal. And I believe we'll have the very same issues with Iran. And we can thank Senator Heidi Heitkamp for it. And Iran and North Korea are connected. I saw, this isn't getting much attention, as per usual, but one top North Korean official went over to Iran to be part of the re-inauguration of whatever, one of their poobahs, and says, we have a common enemy. We're in this together. Iran telling North Korea, we have one enemy. We're united in our one enemy. Who do you think that enemy would be? Us. So when you're handing them cash, when you're handing them the ability to harm our oil industry, and they do what they do, just like North Korea's, you own the problem. You own the problem. So Bill Clinton's nice talk got us this. Heidi Heitkamp and Barack Obama and the nice talk and literally duffel bags worth of cash. Duffel bags worth of millions of dollars of cash delivered to the Iranians. They own that. If that isn't an are you kidding me, I don't know what is. Meanwhile, rather than focus on just what I just said right there, our decisions leading to these problems over the last number of decades. That's the are you kidding me. What do you have people say? Oh, I wish Trump wasn't so, I wish he wouldn't say that. I mean, he's just, oh, he's a mean, he's a blunt, he's a, why is he putting that out there? So we had all that hand-wringing for 24 hours about it, and Donald Trump comes out in New Jersey, and what does he say? Is he going to apologize? Is he going to soften the rhetoric? Is he going to dial it back a little bit, Todd? I don't know. Roll that cut and let's find out what he did. That bottom one there.
Statement on Tuesday was nonsense. That's the word that they used. Do you have any response to that?
Well, I don't think they mean that, and I think they it's the first time they've heard it like they heard it. And frankly, the people that were questioning that statement, was it too tough? Maybe it wasn't tough enough. They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years. And it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries. So, if anything, maybe that statement wasn't tough enough. And we're backed by 100% by our military. We're backed by everybody. And we're backed by many other leaders. And I noticed that many senators and others today came out very much in favor of what I said. But if anything, that statement may not be tough enough.
What would be tougher than fire and fury?
Well, you'll see. You'll see.
And you hear the report, what would be tougher than fire and fury? He's back there with his little notebook, scared to death, you know, knees knocking. They're crying out loud over Donald Trump's rhetoric. And he just, yeah, you'll see. What would be tougher than fire and fury, sir? Just watch. Something very important in what he said there, in my mind. And that is, he sees himself doing this for you and I. You know, we've been knocked around long enough. It's about time somebody stick up for the people of the United States of America. That defines his whole presidency. His whole candidacy. His whole reason for running. Donald Trump's not perfect. I'm not going to sit here and say everything Donald Trump does is absolutely perfect. He's got a style that is very different than ever come to the White House. Certainly in recent memory. Part of that has just come out of the business world and how he's wired his successes. But his brain works in ways other presidents have not worked. And in my mind, as we sit here with $20 trillion in debt, leaky borders, ISIS growing in their strength, depleting the military, not taking care of our vets. I mean, just go down the list of issues. All right? We tried it the other way. We tried giving money to Iran so they can compete against us. We see how stupid that is. We've tried believing North Korea is going to dial it back, and now they're firing missiles at us and testing nuclear warheads. Haven't we tried that? Yes. I love that he's there. I love that he's there. It's sort of like Donald Trump's pitch to the African-American community during the campaign. Do you remember that? When he'd go right into the heart of Detroit and those other places, and he'd talk about all the stats. The unemployment rate among black Americans, all of the just the sad state of affairs. All these decades of politicians. The Democratic Party, we're for you. We're fighting for you. We're there for you. And look at the numbers. Just look at the stats. Numbers don't lie. And the problem gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. the more they're with you. And Donald Trump said, I remember the first time I heard it, I about fell over. What the hell do you have to lose? Vote for me. He was saying, look, here's all the numbers. Things are getting worse all the time. Well, these people telling you that are helping you, what do you got to lose? It's exactly what he's doing with every problem. We've tried that. It didn't work. The regimes lie to you. And now we have nukes coming our way. Don't you love it? Now, some of you don't. I understand that. And that's fine. This is a great thing about America. Lay it on me. Tell me why you think that rhetoric is a bad idea. If you have a problem with that rhetoric, lay it out. If you're in the Are You Kidding Me crowd over Donald Trump's rhetoric, love to hear from you, because I think it's piss perfect. And there's my reasons why. Now, you get to tell us your Are You Kidding Me moment about that or anything else on your mind today, on What's On Your Mind, and more. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. If oil was not flowing in that pipeline right now, what would it mean? Let's ask Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The
Dakota Access Pipeline is one of those major infrastructure projects that is essential for the long-term health and development of a world-class resource like the Bakken, and essentially the interstate highway system of oil. You have to have the ability to get your product to market. That pipeline was designed to completely wrap the entire Bakken and to get our oil to a better market at a better price, which is huge when I'm talking about the difference between $50 and $60 a barrel. As this all flushes out, we're going to see that that is added substantially to the net back to the producer and all of the investors, but also to tax revenues of the state and tax revenues that goes back to the counties and back to water projects and back to education. Just $1 better price on the Bakken across the state is around $100 million a year.
Important facts. Thank you, Ron Ness. Setting the record straight about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Another radio history. Thanks for listening.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
That brought to you in part on this fine Friday by our friends at Polar Service Center. They're good folks who pay up to $32 an hour. Great jobs, great benefits, great company. And I would just suggest you give them a call, find out more. If you have a loved one in your family that is a certified welder, as an example, or any other posts that are available, they've done any work with tank trailers, for instance, I would say, hey, I heard about this company. They have Kildare and Williston locations. They're paying up to $32 an hour. Why don't you call them and find out what the scoop is? Because you could be closer to home. We want you closer to home. Yeah, that's the best way we take care of our workforce challenges, is all of us keeping our eyes and ears open on particular positions that are open and remembering loved ones that we'd love to have closer to home and get them in those jobs. Diesel mechanics, certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, Kildare, Williston locations, Polar Service Center. Maria is who you call. Give Maria a call. 612-214-8781. Andy Peterson is going to join us later in the program. Andy is the president and CEO of the Greater North Dakota Chamber. They have a policy summit at the Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck. These have been fun discussions that have happened. Governor Doug Burgum is giving a talk that I'm looking forward to, just sort of an overview of his vision and where he's going. So that'll be fun. And some interesting panels on trade and higher ed and all kinds of issues. We'll talk about that with Andy a little before we're done on the program today, tell you more about it. And look forward to that. That's next week, Thursday. And what else are we doing? Well, we have open phone time. We really have a lot of time today on your mind for your Are You Kidding Me moments. Tell me what's on your mind. One little assignment, if I could give you. I most enjoy this program when we talk to you, quite honestly, and that's why I really encourage you to not sort of be, you know, aw shucks, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, nice, and think that you don't have something to contribute, right? We're a humble sort around here compared to most places, because you do, and this show is really there for you. We want you to contribute to it. But on occasion, we'll have guests on the program as well and allow you an opportunity to talk to them and pull things out of them. And sometimes in the summer, you know, you kind of just get a little soft and, I don't know, it's just summer. So you're not necessarily thinking of, you know, a particular topic as well as you might in other times of the year or a particular guest. Who challenge us? Who would you like to have as a guest on this program? Swing for the fences. Give us something to really, really have to, you know, work hard at. All right? Or if it's a topic, that's okay, too. But I'd love your feedback on who you would like us to interview on this program, who you'd like to hear from. And it could be somebody in your town who's never been written about, talked about other than in that town that's maybe, you know, World War II vet or, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody who's you see on TV or read about in the newspaper. It could be somebody whose story is pretty incredible and they need to tell it. Whoever that is, let us know. Yes, or topic you'd really like to have covered on the program, but we had a little time today, a little extra time today. It'd be worth asking you that question. So if you don't mind, love to hear your suggestions, okay? 800-228-0550. All right, to the phones in a moment. Remember, you can always text us. You call at 258-0550. Many 701 area code, 258-0550. You text myself at 367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. Email us as well, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Texter, Heidi Heitkamp touring North Dakota, acting like she really cares about this drought. Are you kidding me? I would push back against that a little bit. I think Heidi Heitkamp cares about the drought. I mean, I think Heidi Heitkamp's been in public service long enough in North Dakota that, you know, and she's a Democrat. She, you know, Democrats are really good at feeling people's pain and not as good about practical solutions to fixing it or recognizing the fact that sometimes government is a part of the problem, in my view. But when you say acting like she really cares about this drought, I wouldn't assign that. I wouldn't share that view of Heidi Heitkamp. I would say it's fair to say she's doing it. Now, one thing Heidi Heitkamp has a political vulnerability about is she spent a lot more time raising money in other places than she has in actually getting under the hood of issues in North Dakota. That's fair. So if you're saying acting like she cares now all of a sudden, you know, because there's a serious drought situation and Governor Burgum's been way ahead of the game with listening sessions and you know, Congressman Cramer and Senator Hoeven and been doing with it, and she's been doing less of it. Yeah. No, I mean, that's fair political comparison, but I'm not going to put on her that she doesn't care. She's also doing a classic trick. I think that Byron Dorgan especially has taught Senator Heitkamp very well. Do you remember during the Obamacare debates, he pulled a little trick. I criticized it at the time, and he was critical of me for making fun of small towns. But I said, isn't it interesting that when he does a town hall, he goes to, you know, small cities, announces that, you know, fairly late, picks small venues, and hopes for a few people. And he said, oh, you know, what's wrong with small towns? You don't like small towns? What do you pick? No, that's not it. I think my reverence, honestly, for small towns is documented by the places I've been on this program that I would compare to most members of North Dakota media. I love going to small towns. The smaller the population, the less people have heard of it, the more I love being there. But whatever, that was just kind of a petty political retort. But, I mean, again, nothing against these towns. You know, Senator Heitkamp is right now, as we speak, at Woodworth Honey and Bee Company in Halliday. It's a great story. Okay, and the whole bee issue is something that's certainly been a fascinating one because you've got you know, some pollination issues going on, and I get all that. So I'm glad she's onto that issue. You know, we covered here a couple of years ago, but you know, Halliday is not exactly a big population center. There are going to be a few people from that company there, and you know, very, that's not a town hall. That's a photo op. Okay, but I'm glad she's there. I'm not saying that's there. Then she will go at 10 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock our time. To Richerton. Again, I love Richerton. Stopped many times at the Abbey. Beautiful, beautiful church. You can buy really cool stuff there that the monks make there. I'm a big fan of Richerton. I fill up there every now and then. I get myself a candy bar and a soda, hit back on the road, and if I need a quick prayer, head over to the Abbey. But again, it's not going to attract a big crowd. And she's touring the stone mill there, so she'll have some company officials there. Yeah. And then she'll be in Mandan this afternoon at 115 at Mandan Farm Credit Services. And she's got a round table lined up with North Dakota ag leaders. So there again, this is really controlled. You understand how this works, folks? This isn't like Kevin Cramer going to Mandan at a coffee shop to say, ask me anything. Or accost me if you'd like. A little shout out to our friend Mike from Hazen. But you know, this is...
You don't
see
that happening, do you?
No. What I'm saying... But I'm saying that's the stuff that can happen when you do a town hall. This is more tightly controlled. But if I am a taxpaying citizen of the great state of North Dakota and I'm in Richerton, I'm going to go to the stone mill and ask her, you know, hey, what's the deal with Obamacare? You know, because that's what you have to do when they don't hold town hall meetings. Same thing with Mandan Farm Credit Services. Go there today. I mean, they're not hoping for the general public, trust me. But you work, she works rather for you. To 150. Anyway, more coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Are you kidding me? When was an idiot North Korea has a lot of coal? What in the world is this? Is this English, Don? This one? When was an idiot North Korea has a lot of coleslaw, cheaper to build a coal power plant and a nuclear power plant, Iran? They have natural gas and oil. They don't need a nuclear power plant.
Sometimes that speech-to-text thing works better than other times, I guess.
Do you think he meant to say coleslaw?
Well,
I don't know.
We can make coleslaw cheaper than a coal power plant. I mean, that is correct, I'd say. But
I don't remember the last time I saw coleslaw in a text. But it could be. It could be. Hey, it's Rib Fest Day in Watford City, and gosh, I wish I was there. I really do. It is a great event every year, but you can be there. Head on up to Watford and take in all the fun. They do a lot of, the thing just builds throughout the day. They start with street vendors and all kinds of fun around the lunch hour. But ribs and fixings, live music and sessions, Church of Cash, a Johnny Cash tribute band, and Little Texas tonight. They're doing a classic car show, Kids Zone Fun and Inflatables. It is Watford City's biggest event of the year. 20 teams competing for the best ribs in the West. WatfordCityRibFest.net. If you're going up, encourage you to ask for the Best of the West special. Tell them Scott sent you at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites. These are great accommodations, folks. And you get 10% off their already low best rate deal and a great coupon book, which is good for freebies. The Rough Rider Center, that's that new Rough Rider Center where they have a water park there and lots of other great discounts throughout town. Great places to see, great places to be, great places just to take in wonderful sights like the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park at Watford City. All right, let's go to some calls here, and then I'll weave in some more of the text as we go on the program. Harold and Reeder has a suggestion for us for a guest to have on the show. Go ahead, Harold.
I would like to see you interview Henry Kissinger. You could have topics of conversation for him that would run for 2 hours, starting with the fate of the Vietnam MIAs, our trade policies over the last 25, 30 years, and what it's done to this country, and why we are essentially financing the military buildup of China through sending all of our jobs over there and buying everything from them.
It's a good guess. I don't think I could probably get him on today, but we can work on it. I mean, he doesn't do a lot of interviews. You see him every now and then. Trying to remember an event I saw that he was at with. It was at the famous dinner in New York City that is hosted by the Catholic diocese there and Cardinal Dolan. What's that called again? The Al Smith dinner. Yeah, and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were both there. Do you remember that just before the It was in the middle of the presidential campaign.
I don't remember that, but Henry could could, at the minimum, provide a lot of entertainment for your listeners, and maybe he would have a chance to, you know, let people learn a little bit more about him. You know, we're a flyover state, and maybe we could get to know him a little better, too.
I like that idea. Like that. All right, we'll try. That I would say Henry Kissinger would probably be top five toughest interviews in the political world because he just doesn't do a lot of them. But that doesn't mean I love being challenged. That's why I asked. So
that's a real challenge for you.
You started with a tough one, and I wanted to be challenged. So you set the bar high, Harold. We'll go to work. We'll try and get it done. I might have to go face to face on that one. I don't know. But you know what I found funny? And this, to me, was the swamp. And, look, Henry Kissinger's foreign policy credentials are beyond dispute. There's no doubt about it. But at that dinner, and you remember this is one where Trump was just totally irreverent. I mean, he just, you know, usually people go say nice things about each other up there and do a couple of yuck-yucks. And Trump didn't mince words. He led into Hillary something fierce. And afterwards, you know, everybody kind of swarms the little dais they're on, and tries to get a few words. Henry Kissinger was up there like some kind of a groupie. The Henry Kissinger. And Trump was on one side of the stage, and Hillary was on the other, and he's working both sides. And, you know, kind of the kiss on the cheek, and nice to see you, you know, chit-chat for 15, 20 minutes with both of them. So I thought that was kind of a swamp thing myself, but I could be wrong. Jim in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Just a quick comment on Henry Kissinger before I get to my topic. My father-in-law was in the same battalion with Henry Kissinger in World War II, and he signed a picture on there. They put on their private first class, temporarily, Henry Kissinger. he was arrogant back then. But anyway, I love what Donald Trump said, and here we got the geniuses, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas, the McCains, telling Trump what to do with North Korea. I mean, who got us in this mess? You know, I'd be like Bud Grant criticizing Bill Belichick's coaching. I mean, come on.
Yeah, fair point. Fair point, Jim, for sure.
These guys, I mean, who got us this mess? I mean, Clinton, that 94 deal, I did it the day he did it. I mean, it's a travesty. And I love you. On your station, you got Sean Hannity. Of course, he plays the actual talk. You know, here was Clinton when he gave them all that nuclear technology that they're going to use for electricity. Oh, yes. Yes, Billy. I mean, and now all of a sudden it's happened in Trump's lap, and he's all of a sudden he's the bad guy. And the news media plays it up. It's just nauseating to me.
Well, you raise a good point, Jim, because, you know, we have quite a debate going on about what fake news is in this country right now. And if you report on a situation, in this case North Korea and this latest showdown and Trump's reaction to it, and you ignore how we got here, you ignore how they got nukes, you ignore how they lied to us, how it's been dealt with in the past, that's fake news, too. You could be factually giving us chapter and verse of what's happening in the current TikTok, but ignoring that context, how is that not news? I guarantee you, if it was George W. Bush that had done what Bill Clinton did with North Korea, you'd know about it. That's why it's fake news. You're not getting the full story. You cannot rely on mainstream media to give you the full story. And there are so many millions of people whose minds are mush because they've relied on that garbage. They don't agree. And in this day and age, you don't need them. You don't need them to feed you. You can find whatever you're looking for. You can be your own reporter, your own news organization. Don't believe what Jim here is saying. Go find it for yourself. Thanks for the call, Jim. And maybe you could get us the Henry Kissinger interview since you got the family connection there. I'm going to put you on that job. Who do you want us to interview? 800-228-0550. Heidi Heitkamp, says one texter. We ask every week. But you have to remember, we have the largest audience of any radio program on the air in North Dakota. Well, wait, Scott, she's a politician. She'd want a large audience. But wait, there's more. Who represents the majority viewpoint of North Dakota? You know, we had a little debate earlier in the week about somebody, you know, you don't hear enough liberals on your show. Well, there are aren't a lot of liberals in North Dakota. So proportionately, you're on. You're a liberal. And the next four are going to be conservative. Welcome to North Dakota. It's simple math, you know. But everybody's welcome to call. We're not screening, oh, we only want conservatives. Oh, we only want this viewpoint. We'll take everybody, okay? But the times that Senator Heitkamp has been on, and it's been, I really need to go back and look how long it's been. Was it a year ago at Big Iron? It might have been for just a very short time about the Dakota Access thing. So I think that was last time. And prior to that, a long time, too. So it's really selectively. What's interesting is, I'll just tell you a quick story. You know, shortly after Todd was crazy enough to say, Scott, here's the deal, it's your show, I ran into Senator Heitkamp at a football game in Frisco. And I'm just like, I don't know why you don't come on. Right? I mean, this is classic North Dakota audience. It's the largest audience. It just makes perfect sense for you to come on. We'll come on. She gives me her cell phone number and says, if you have any, you know, problems with my staff and they're not, you know, getting me on your show, you just let me know. And I said, let's start it with an hour in studio and you take calls. You remember that, Todd?
I do.
Did an hour in studio. And in my mind, it was a great hour. You know, I mean, there were some people that disagreed, but she handled it well. Look, she knows people are going to disagree in North Dakota. She made a career out of this, you know. So, you know, she came on and did fine. And then one other time, she was supposed to be on but had to get postponed or something, said she was going to come back, did come back. Then another time, I remember I was in Watford City. And she was supposed to be on at a certain time, and they backed it up. So we just said, well, if you got questions for Senator Heitkamp, just call in now, and when she gets here, we'll have the questions for her. She came on at the end of the show, and then we kind of went rapid-fire through the questions. And there were some, you know, I want a yes or no answer. Are you for or against, you know, A, B, and C, right? People in this audience are smart, savvy, and they don't like political tap dance. So, and then after that, they're sort of not going to do it anymore. And, I mean, their press people don't call back. They don't... her chief of staff called me one time. Oh, listen, we'll do all this. You got a problem with the comm shop, you call me. And then I call her, email her, nothing. Senator Heitkamp's office is very political. They make every decision through a political prism. You got to know that. Now, you may say, well, Scott, like John Hovind doesn't, like Kevin Cramer doesn't. I have to tell you, I don't believe they do to that extent. In other words, every member of Congress is political. They're concerned ultimately about the next election and whatever. That's the part of their job security. But there are some that are going to say, look, I got a job to do, and the politics will take care of themselves, or where do you put this? What I'm saying is that the Heitkamp shop, everything is political. It's score settling. It's vicious. It's mean. I'm telling you, that's how they do it. And it's sort of out of the tradition of Byron and Kent and the Democratic Party. In North Dakota, they're not a bunch of really nice people just trying to do some. They're vicious political throw some elbow types, and that translates over to Senator Heitkamp's office. So Tessa Gould, who's sort of like the constant companion for Senator Heitkamp, they're politically savvy, throw some elbows, don't do anything that isn't going to benefit them politically kind of people. And as I say, Senator Heitkamp. Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer, while obviously being politicians and being concerned about the next election, are not going to say, do I do this interview or do I not do this interview? They're going to do the interview. You call and ask them for doing any media entity, ask them for an interview, they're going to do it. Senator Heitkamp, not the case. That is wrong because it's a disservice, not to me. I'm a big boy. Don't care. Honestly, don't care. We interview a lot of people and it's fine. It's the disservice to you that I don't know. So, long way of saying we'll continue to try. And my guess is as we get closer to a potential election, if she runs, she'll find a way to come back. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ahmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing the importance of life jackets and knowing CPR.
You're out on the boat, have your life jacket on. You, your kids, your guests on the boat, wear your life jacket because 77% of all fatal boating accident victims drowned, and of those who drowned, 84% were not wearing a life jacket. But you also need to know what to do in the event of an emergency. And so if you, especially if you have a boat, if you're going to be bringing people out on that boat with you, or you're taking your kid to the pool or taking other people's kids to the pool, know CPR. As a parent, there is no better thing you can do to prepare yourself than to go take a first aid and CPR class.
To find a first aid CPR course near you, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tandy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last night on Facebook, there was somebody that posted that North Korea got the nukes because of Trump. Yeah, right. Gotta be kidding.
Are you kidding me? Friday on What's on Your Mind, what has you saying, are you kidding me today? And do you have a suggestion for a guest of ours? We want to be challenged, you know, swing for the fences. We'll go to work. Trying to book that guest on a future program. So, want your input. Your producer for a day here on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Secure energy future. So when you flip the switch, the light's on. Reliable, affordable energy. Such an integral part to our economy. And we have it thanks to 15,000 people. Good paying jobs, by the way, in this industry that contribute $1 billion in personal income and $3 billion in economic impact and $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. That's a nice financial impact, a great boost for our economy, but more importantly, the work they're doing is providing affordable, reliable energy. That's coal, a big part of our energy success story in North Dakota. SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more. All right. A couple more quick texts and then some more calls on guest suggestions. Here's somebody with a sense of humor, Todd. Have Joel Heitkamp on the show. You know, I've actually thought about that for like April Fool's Day or something.
Okay, well, that would be fun.
Or, you know, I'm there and he's here. Wouldn't that be kind of fun? I get along with Joel fine. I know that makes people crazy, but Joel is, you know, he's got a job to do, and he's a voice for a small group of, you know, liberal Democrats in North Dakota, and that isn't necessarily fun. It's a lot more fun to be, you know, a voice of reason amongst, you know, a larger conservative group of North Dakota. So I have the fun gig, right? I really do. But anyway, he's got a job to do, and I don't begrudge him anything. I think he gets a little on the mean side once in a while. If I do, please rein me in, okay? But I try not to. But a couple of folks are suggesting that. Tommy Lauren says another. I've been on Tommy's show, so that should be an easy one to book. I think she's doing some stuff for Fox News now. She was working with Blaze. What's his name? Help me.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck, thank you. Yeah, Glenn Beck's deal. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. And Jeff in Bismarck is next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, I heard, you know, all the Larks games are sold out, and I have an extra ticket because my granddaughter had to go to the lake this weekend. And it's the tailgate tickets, so you get all the brats and food you want to eat and free beer tickets. So I could leave it at the desk if you want to put it out as a promotion or something.
Wow.
Sure.
Can't beat that. You just bring it to the K-Fire Studios in Bismarck there in East Rosser. And
I could do that, too. And I could have it there by what time you need it? 3 o'clock or so? 4 o'clock?
Well, earlier the better, but whatever works for you, sure. We close at 5, so if it's after 5, might as well tape it to the front door. And I guess somebody could grab it off of there, too. We've done that before, too. For those of you not familiar, the Bismarck Larks are it's their inaugural season of a minor league baseball team, and they've done extremely well in attendance here. It's been extremely well attended.
That's awesome. I saw the owner was there the other day. It looked like fun. Hey, Jeff, hang on. Well, actually, you don't need to hang on. You just bring them by. If you get them there by 3,
yeah.
And then anybody wants to call and can come by between 3 and 5 and pick them up, they got a ticket.
I'll let our front desk know.
It's
Thank
a single
you so
ticket.
Much. That's fantastic.
It's one ticket, right, Jeff?
Just one ticket. You know, that's all I got, and I just didn't want it to go to waste.
Yeah. It was very nice of you. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay.
Appreciate that very much. Let's go to Valley City. And, Bob, what's on your mind, Bob?
Yeah, I think you should interview Gene from Valley City. No wiser man exists in this area. So you spend 20 minutes with him, and he'll have all the answers for you.
There you go. Gene in Valley City is one of those callers that we most appreciate, mostly because on occasion when he calls, we can hear the cows in the background.
Yeah, cows or some piece of farm equipment going. So
I'm telling you. I love it. I love it. Yes, no, we could have a little extended version with Gene. That's a good idea. One of our famous callers that contributes mightily. Karen Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm very concerned about the drought in North Dakota. I come from a small town in the middle of the state, and this is the worst drought since 1988. I know that myself. Seen it.
You're right.
So I just thought, as a Democrat, that I would say that I sincerely hope we get more rain.
Well, that's very nice. I think Republicans want rain, too. So we're all in this together. Unfortunately, it is beyond the time in which rain is going to turn the corner on anything, just make things a little less bad. So that's the unfortunate thing. Really, now we're at the point of mitigating what we know is going to be an ugly year. It's a sad deal. It is. It's a good reminder that we're not in charge and these things that happen. So,
well, I always care about the farmers, so this hits me really badly.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you do, Karen. They're feeding the world. Appreciate the call. We care about them, too. And I'll repeat something we've said a few times on this program. And that is, if there is anything, and I mean anything, that we can help with. If you're waiting for an answer, if there's some level of bureaucracy at some office or agency, please let us know. We're here to make a difficult situation a little less difficult. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Same. Boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.